You're listening to KGOU, and it's time now once again for the Business Intelligence Report. It's our regular Friday feature with the Journal Record's managing editor, Adam Brooks, who joins me to discuss some of the week's business headlines. Adam, it's nice to have you back, and thanks again for participating in our live coverage of Governor Mary Fallon's State of the State address on Monday.
It was great.
And there's going to be no shortage of stories for us to talk about over the next 4 months of the legislative session. Oklahoma's dealing with a $900 million and counting budget shortfall. We'll have a better idea of that gap once the Board of Equalization certifies new numbers later this month. And as we talked about in our Monday coverage, after the governor unveiled her executive budget, most state agencies are going to see a 6% cut, but some will only take a 3% cut. One of those that's going to take the smaller hit is the Oklahoma Healthcare Authority. But what I'm interested in right now is going beyond the policy and hearing about how this is going to impact people. And your reporter, Sarah Terry Kobo, talked with one woman who's facing some significant health choices if this budget does go through.
Yeah, her name's Tanya Senya, and she's the only person in Oklahoma with a kidney disorder called atypical hemolytic uremic syndrome. There's only 300 people in the country that has it. To treat this, she's had two kidney transplants. She's hospitalized about once a month, and every 2 weeks she has to take a medicine that costs $20,000 a dose. She uses Medicaid for her copays and other costs that aren't covered under her husband's private insurance through his work. But she says that if the healthcare authority has to cut back on some of those payments, they might have to look at leaving the state to get better coverage. But that depends on whether or not her husband could find a job that also has great insurance.
How has the healthcare authority reacted to this proposed 3% budget cut? And it sounds like there's kind of a larger issue here of dealing with these rare diseases.
Right. Well, a spokeswoman for the agency said they're still working on exactly what they're going to do. They've already cut reimbursements 3% to prepare for these budget problems. We've all seen this coming. They could cut them further. You know, patients could see increased copays. They've lost $450 million from the Medicaid program since 2010, according to the Oklahoma Policy Institute. More budget cuts just means providing fewer services. People with rare diseases were rallying at the Capitol earlier this week to make sure that legislators understand that they are the ones who are going to be directly affected by these problems.
And I think it's important to note, too, that there's nothing official about this executive budget. It's really just an estimate, sort of a wish list of what Governor Fallon would like to see this session. And we likely won't see that official budget until lawmakers craft it in May as the session is about to adjourn, as they typically do every year.
That's what happened last session.
But one official thing we can talk about right now is a proposal the University of Oklahoma Board of Regents approved at its meeting late last month. It's a $20 million budget reduction proposal that includes a $10 million voluntary retirement buyout plan. And our newscast desk here at KGOU has been reporting on it, and we'll put a link to that story on our website so we don't have to get into all the details right now. But your reporter, Dale Denwalt, found that there are some concerns about this program.
Yeah, one of the tricky things is that people who take the offer get a lump sum payment of a certain amount. That can be a big change to their tax status. So if anybody's going to do that, they need to prepare. They might be in a higher tax bracket. It was pointed out to us by OU economics professor Lex Holmes, and he knows about this stuff. He's the one who designed the buyout for teachers in the 1980s.
And OU is a public institution, so how does this type of buyout offer compare to what you might encounter in the private sector, like with an energy company?
Business professor Craig Russell said that in the corporate world, what usually happens is they try to get people who are near retirement age to take the plunge. At OU, what they're trying to do is get people who are already eligible, to put it not nicely, out the door. In the corporate world, shareholders might understand why you're paying for a couple years' salary now to save later, but voters might be a little trickier to convince.
So very quickly, what's going to happen if not enough faculty and staff who are eligible bite on this proposal and OU can't hit that $10 million goal?
An OU spokesman said that it probably means they'll have to make deeper cuts. Either way, Professor Edgar O'Rear said that the trend of adjunct professors instead of tenured professors is probably going to continue.
That's Adam Brooks. He's the managing editor of Oklahoma's weekday business and legislative newspaper, The Journal Record. Adam, thanks as always.
You're always welcome.